Oh yeah. This is Siren Radio 107.3.
You're listening to Siren Radio. This is Legends. My name's Kai Valentine, and tonight we pay tribute to the one, the only, Mr. Johnny Cash.
Siren. Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town, bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Well, I ask him while he shined my shoes how to keep from getting the blues. He grinned as he raised his little head, he popped his shoeshine rag, and then he said, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, put taps on your toes, get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues. Well, I sat and I listened to the shoeshine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump with joy. Slapped on the shoe polish left and right, he took his shoeshine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. I said, you mighty little boy to be a-working that way. He said, I like it, with a big wide grin. Kept on a-popping and he said again, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, it only costs a dime, just a nickel a shoe. It does $1 million worth of good for you. Get rhythm. When you get the blues.
Mr. Johnny Cash, you're listening to Legends on Siren Radio. Every week, we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week, we pay tribute to one of the best-selling artists of all time, having sold over 90 million records worldwide. He crosses genres, he crosses platforms. It is the one, the only, Johnny Cash. And you can give your thoughts throughout tonight's show by texting us on 07 97 800 716. That's 07 97 800 716, or you can tweet us at SirenFM. You can also get in touch the old-fashioned way, by email. No, we don't do the paper and pen anymore. Well, you could come and knock on the door at Siren Towers, but I wouldn't recommend it. There's quite a lot of building work going on outside. But anyway, you can get in touch on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk. And if you're thinking, you know what, I'm not sure whether I got all of that through his Yorkshire accent and his quick-talking voice, well, go to our new swanky website, www.sirenonline.co.uk, and all the contact details are on there. And we're going to carry on the show with probably one of Cash's best and well-known songs, I Walk the Line. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when he
each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
One of his most famous songs, I Walk the Line, details Johnny Cash's values and lifestyle. It is a promise to remain faithful to his first wife, Vivian, while he was on the road. Despite its iconic popularity, it only reached number 17 on the US Billboard chart, which is really amazing to think now in modern 2018 Western world, whether that's Britain, UK, anywhere, really. While performing the song on his TV show, Cash admitted that his eerie hum at the beginning of each verse was to get his pitch. The song required Cash to change keys several times while singing it. Recorded in April 1956, it became Cash's first number one and was sped up at the urging of Sun Studios owners Sam Phillips. Jack Clements, who worked with Cash, recalled to Uncut Magazine in April 2012, "I wasn't impressed with Cash at first because I like recordings with class, and Cash seemed rough, but I Walk the Line was a class recording." He was quite different for the time in American music, and he trailblazed his own journey, though. And that's why tonight we dive into the discography of Johnny Cash for Legends on Siren Radio.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. We'll be right back. they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
One of Cash's earliest songs, he first recorded this for Sun Records in 1956, but it was the thrilling electrical version recorded live at Folsom Prison in California on January 13th, 1968, that came to define his outlaw persona. The Live from Folsom Prison album helped revitalise his career. His last country chart topper and top 40 Hot 100 entry was Understand Your Man in 1964. Folsom Prison Blues was a number one country hit for 4 weeks and generated a great deal of interest in the rebellious Johnny Cash, who made prison reform his political cause of choice and started regularly performing in jails, doing about 12 shows a year for free, mostly in Folsom and San Quentin. Cash said about it, "I don't see anything good come out of prison. You put them in there like animals and tear out their souls and guts of them and let them out worse than you let them in." The lyrics to this song were based on a 1953 recording called Crescent City Blues by a bandleader called Gordon Jenkins, with Beverly Manor on vocals. The song was part of an album called Seven Dreams, in which a narrator describes various dreams, including this one, where he finds himself conducting a train. After filing a lawsuit, Gordon Jenkins received an out-of-court settlement from Cash in 1969. This is the first song Cash performed on his show where Live from Folsom Prison was recorded. Bob Johnson, famous for his work with Bob Dylan, produced the album and arranged for the prison performance. According to Johnson, he told Cash to just go out and say who you are. And when he took to the stage, so Cash opened the set with what became his catchphrase, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash."
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire,
the ring of fire, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
According to the Rolling Stone magazine's Top 500 Songs, June Carter wrote this song whilst driving around aimlessly one night, worried about Cash's wild man ways and aware that she couldn't resist him. There is no way to be in that kind of hell, no way to extinguish a flame that burns, 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 she wrote. Not long after hearing June's sister Anita take on the song, Cash had a dream that he was singing it with mariachi horns. Cash's version became one of his biggest hits, and his marriage to June 4 years later helped save his life. The song was based on a poem called Love's Ring of Fire, and it was originally recorded in a more folksy manner by June Carter's sister. A nice fun fact for you is that Cash held back on his single to give her version a chance to chart. How cool's that? Tonight we pay tribute to Johnny Cash for Legends on Siren Radio.
The new Siren Radio.
I want you to, if you don't mind, Carl, I'd like you to stay out and help us on some songs. Play the guitar.
I'd love to.
One of the greatest guitar players as well as songwriters and singers in the business.
Thank you.
Appreciate a little help on the guitar, all right?
Love it. Thank you, Carl.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die. I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win, And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing, but Sue, I still ain't that bad.
A song about a boy who grows up angry at his father, not only for leaving his family, but for naming him Sue. When the boy grows up, he sees his father in a bar, gets into a fight with him, after his father explains that he named him Sue to make sure that he was tough. The son, well, he understands, but he still wouldn't call his son that, let's face it. As questionable as the reasoning behind the lyrics may feel in 2018 Britain, US, in 1969, it was kind of the norm to sing about things like this. I actually always remember reading a story that's a little bit similar to this, about the British wrestling legend Big Daddy. You know, easy, easy, easy. His name was, or his real name was Shirley Crabtree, and in a book about his life, it's revealed that the reason was that his father wanted him to grow up learning how to defend himself. So, you know what? Would he have been able to, if he hadn't learned to defend himself from, let's face it, unwanted bullies from being called Shirley, would he have grown up to be one of the greatest British wrestlers of all time and been able to defeat the Giant Haystacks? Who knows? Johnny Cash performed this song in the East Room of the White House on April 17th, 1970, when he and his wife were invited by President Richard Nixon. Nixon's staff had requested the song along with Okie from Muskogee, I'm always bad at pronouncing words, Muskogee, and a song by Guy Drake called Welfare Cadillac, but Cash refused to perform those songs, saying that he didn't have the arrangements ready. Wow, imagine refusing a request from any president, but President Nixon. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry. We pay tribute to them, we play their music, we enjoy their songs, and we talk about their life. And tonight, that man is Johnny Cash. Stay tuned to Legends on Siren Radio.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, through my clothes, and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy
with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Sunday Morning Coming Down, released by Johnny Cash in 1969. Chris Christopherson wrote this song whilst living in a rundown tenement in Nashville when he was working as a janitor for Columbia Records. A strange occupation, considering he had a master's degree from Oxford University and risen to the rank of captain in the US Army. But Christopherson wanted to be a songwriter, so he turned down a professor position at the US Military Academy at West Point and swept floors in Columbia, waiting for his break. In the military, Christopherson learned to fly planes and he worked as a commercial helicopter pilot in Nashville. And the story of how he got his demo tape, the demo tape of his song to Cash, has become legend. Now, I'd never heard this story before, but I think it's absolutely amazing. And any Johnny Cash fans out there will probably, let's face it, already know it, but let's talk about it anyway. He flew his National Guard helicopter to Cash's front yard, where he landed and delivered the tape. The story is often skewed to imply that Cash had never met Christopherson, but they had known each other since about 1965. In a 2008 interview, Christopherson explained, "I knew John before then. I'd been his janitor at the recording studio, and I'd pitched him every song I ever wrote. So he knew who I was, but it was still kind of an invasion of privacy that I wouldn't recommend for other songwriters." To be honest, I don't think he was there. He had a whole story about me getting out of the helicopter with a tape in one hand and a beer in the other. John had a pretty creative memory, but I would never have disputed his version of what happened because he was so responsible for any success I had as a songwriter and performer. He put me on the stage the first time I ever was during a performance at the Newport Folk Festival. An amazing, amazing story there about Johnny Cash from Chris Christopherson. The song was number one on the country charts for 2 weeks in September 1970, and it was Christopherson's first country number one as a writer.
This is one of the best films I've ever seen.
Absolutely, just bang, 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 all the way through.
You know, all I want to do now is watch that.
Spoiler, the show which reviews movies, books and TV shows in their entirety. Twists, endings and all.
I don't think it's a bad ending at all, no.
Without fear of spoilers.
Thank you, just happy it ended.
Each show is dedicated to just one subject, so we can delve deeper behind the screen or the page.
It might be the geekiest book ever written.
This producer who's made up new lies.
That was also a joke. How can I get out of this sentence?
Join me, Paul Tyler, with Andy Goulding.
Sorry, I've got quite angry about that.
And Rachel Burnett.
I love the jiggly bottoms of the lady.
Alternate Thursdays at 10 p.m. repeated on Saturdays at 11 p.m. It's fun for all the family, right?
Siren 107.3 FM.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
You may have noticed, but Johnny Cash always wore black clothes, and he wrote this song to help explain why. He said, "I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the times." And that's why we leave the rhymes and the rhythms to Johnny Cash and don't give it to a radio presenter from Lincoln, England. At first, Cash and his band wore black shirts because it was the only matching colour that they had in their wardrobes. Cash wore other colours on stage in his career, in his early stages of his career, but claimed to like wearing both black on stage and off. I mean, I can understand why. Black is a, you know, it's a very slimming colour. But it seems there may have been more to it, as Mojo reports that Cash's eldest daughter, Roseanne, said in 2008 that there was a deeper complexity to the song. She said, "There's so many levels to it. One is saying I'm wearing this symbol for the downtrodden and the poor. The other was so much more subtle to me. It reflected the sadness, the convolutions, just that mythic dark night of the soul that he went through so many times." So, you know, it might have a little bit more of a deeper, darker meaning to that song, according to his family, but that's one of the great things about music, is that we can interpret it individually in many different ways. And you're listening tonight to Legends on Siren Radio as we listen to one of the greatest American performers, worldwide performers of all time, Mr. Johnny Cash.
Siren Radio. Lincoln and proud.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64.
One Piece at a Time, Johnny Cash, is a song about a guy who works at a car factory and builds his own Cadillac by sneaking out one piece at a time. The clue for the inspiration behind the track may come from Cash's previous career, as before he was a singer, Cash worked on the assembly line at a car factory in Detroit. Although, we're not accusing Johnny Cash in any way of stealing Cadillac parts. I'm sure a couple of years later he had more than enough money to go and buy his own. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio. We are here live every Wednesday from 9 p.m. until 10 p.m. on Siren Radio, and of course we're repeated on Fridays as well from 4 p.m. And if you can't tune in at any of those times, if you're one of these people who like to listen listen on demand wherever you are in the world, then you can also find us online a couple of days later, or a week or 2 weeks, just depends on my timings, on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can go to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com to find out more details on that. There's lots of other great shows on that network, so make sure that you check those out too. And there are loads of great shows here on Siren Radio too. We might talk about them a little bit later on, but here's a little trailer for one of them.
The Midweek Drive on Siren FM 107.3.
Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
This is who we are.
Coffee House Hermits from Lincoln, England. We're all travellers in space and time.
With strange characters.
And it's the one with the nose.
I absolutely love her.
And surprises galore.
A free concert. Think of it as being sung to by Elvis Presley.
Unusual discussion topics.
Why would you want to give every child a water pistol? It was a bit like choosing between kittens and babies.
That will make your ribs sore.
You have really done your homework.
That's what we call show business.
Join the Midweek Drive team every Wednesday from 5 till 7 on Siren FM 107.3.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away,
2002, Johnny Cash covered this song for his album American Four, The Man Comes Around, not only removing profanity from the lyrics, but also more directly referencing Christ and Cash's devout Christianity. Its accompanying video featuring images from Cash's life and directed by Mark Romerick was named the best video of the year by the Grammy Awards and the CMA Awards, and the best video of all time by NME in July 2011. When I was planning this show, everyone has turned around. As someone who's not a big, devout Johnny Cash fan, I had lots of people telling me, oh, play this song and play this song and play this song. And this one was on everyone's list, and people were going, oh, if you want to make people cry, this is the one that needs to happen. And I've checked out the music video. It's incredible. Really is. Cash's cover of the song has sold 2,148,000 copies in downloads in the United States. That is an whopping amount. When Reznor, who is the original song producer and writer and singer, asked if Cash could cover his song, Reznor said that he was flattered but worried that the idea sounded a bit gimmicky. He became a fan of Cash's version, however, once he saw the music video. He said, I popped the music video in and wow, tears welling, silence, goosebumps, wow. I felt like I just lost my girlfriend because that song isn't mine anymore. It really made me think about how powerful music is as a medium and art form. I wrote some words and music in my bedroom as a way of staying sane about a bleak and desperate place I was in, totally isolated and alone. Somehow that winds up reinterpreted by a music legend from a radically different era and genre, and still retains sincerity and meaning despite different but every bit as pure. Wonderful words there, and an amazing description. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio, and we've still got a couple more Johnny Cash classics to come. Next up, God's Gonna Cut You Down.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar,
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
God's Gonna Cut You Down, also known as Run On and Run On for a Long Time, is a traditional folk song which has been recorded by numerous artists representing a variety of genres. The lyrics are a warning to sinners that no matter how hard they try, they will not avoid God's judgment, and Johnny Cash's version is one of, if not the most famous and iconic. We're coming towards the end of tonight's show as we paid tribute to Johnny Cash for Legends on Siren Radio. I wish that we could go on further because there are so many Cash classics that we're definitely going to have to do a part two sometime down the road. I'd like to give a big thank you to everyone who has been listening in tonight. I'd like to give a big thank you to everyone who's given me suggestions to the show, especially Justin from Ohio, who has been asking and requesting this show since back in May when I first started planning it. Then, you know, all the stuff got in the way with the move back to Lincoln and the reproduction of this show, and we finally got round to doing an episode on Johnny Cash. It's here. I'm quite happy with it, and I think that eventually, in another 12 months' time, we'll do another one. No. Let's do another part two of Johnny Cash at some point down the road. I'll walk that line. I don't know. Oh, that's not a good joke, eh? That didn't work at all. Anyway, if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, which I realise is one of the most inactive Twitter accounts you can find, but we'll work on that. Or on Facebook, on the one that's a little bit more active, www.facebook.com/SirenLegends. Now, you'd heard me mention earlier that we have a brand new swanky design for the website, sirenonline.co.uk, and on there you can find the schedule. It's all looking fancy and new. Go and check it out. You can find out what's coming up over the next, well, next week, 4 weeks, something like that. He tells you definitely what's coming up over the next week. And let's have a look at some of those shows, because there are shows out there that we get a lot of promotion for on the show. I know I'm always playing the spoiler trailer, sometimes at brunch time, and the Cyber Den, the Rock Train, Midweek Drive, they're all great shows. Let's have a look at some that you may not hear about. The Classic Rock Show with Sue Hill follows us every Wednesday from 10 p.m, an hour of classic rock music. Sue talking about the tracks, why she loves them so much, why they're iconic. I implore you to check that out Wednesdays from 10 p.m. We also have shows like Siren Cinema that look at some of the best films out there today. I know they're big Doctor Who fans as well, so I really want to know their thoughts on Jodie Whittaker and the new TARDIS team. Make sure you check that one out. We also got the Drive Time shows, 5 till 7. Tune in on your way home from work, 107.3 FM. Find out all the latest on the roads with some cracking music. Past Prologue with Dr. Finn Pollard is a great show as well, taking a look with guests from the Lincoln School of History and Heritage discussing a wide range of topical historical things. The Guide is every morning. You can find out all to do with what's going on in the Lincolnshire area with Joe Hayden. And on your Saturdays, there's plenty of great shows like Teresa Robinson's Soul Time, the best in soul and Motown, Tank Top as Brian Rudd goes back to the 70s, and we've got Groundworks as your weekend party mix is here, getting on the EDM electronic dance music board things, the guy who turns up with all the big equipment that I don't really understand how you use. It looks like an LP player, like a record player, but it's a little bit more fancy than that. Go check him out. on Saturdays from 5 p.m. So there's a couple of the shows that are taking place here on Siren Radio. There really is something for everyone, bringing a fresh sound to Lincoln's community. And we've been paying tribute to Johnny Cash this evening for Legends on Siren Radio. And I leave you tonight with this one. Stay tuned, Ain't No Grave.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look down yonder, Gabriel. Put your feet on the land and sea. But Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet till you hear from me. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings don't fail me, I will meet you anywhere. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, meet me, mother and father. Meet me down the river road. And mama, you know that I'll be there when I check in, my load. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.